Good morning, my priest. Yes, your goddess is here for you. You are so brave, defending my temple against those armed robbers. You were badly injured. You might have died. I couldn't allow that. I couldn't let you die and let your sacrifices be in vain. Or have you be unrewarded? I used my divine healing to save your life. You are still recovering. I command you to lay back down, my brave priest. Good boy. You are in no fit state, and I will protect you until you are fully recovered. Why would I take the time to personally take care of you? Normal medicine wouldn't have saved you. Those weapons were toxified. I wasn't going to gamble with your life. That would be morally detestable and irresponsible. I can feel you staring into my eyes. I can feel your heart racing. Are you scared of me? I know it can be intimidating to be alone with a goddess, but I promise nothing bad can happen. Only good. Don't be shy, my priest. Tell me, what are you thinking? Come on. I can tell something's bothering you. Oh, I see. You are infatuated, in love with your goddess. But you feel you shouldn't, because you're human. And you worry that I'd be lowering myself. Oh, my priest, you are quite wrong. Let me show you. Yes, I am in love with you. You have such devotion to me. You're brave, kind. I have been watching over you for a long time, and taking care of you has made a feeling stir in me that I have not felt in generations. I see you did not expect this. Your eyes are wide. You cannot believe this is real, that your goddess loves you so. You can't help but put your hands on me to feel my body, whether to make sure this isn't some dream or hallucination or something more. You're squeezing my breasts, feeling them bounce. Touch me. Enjoy your goddess's body as you lay there. I can feel you shiver as my hand strokes through your hair. I can tell you're a little cold and trying to grapple with your desire, your lust for your most alluring, sexy goddess. I can warm you up just by laying atop you and holding you. But I've a warm, wet, divine pussy that I would be more than happy to let my beloved priest use. Does my priest want his goddess to make love to him? To make him feel divine? I can see how hard you are. I can see it throbbing through your pants. So let's get them off. You have a great cock. So big and hard for his goddess, his divine protector. It is time, my devoted, for me to straddle you and lift my robes so that my pussy is right against your shaft. Don't try to deny your lust for me. You will lose. I will make you lose. I'm going to lower myself down on my cock and put you inside me. Yes, you have a great cock, perfectly shaped for me, as if it was made for me. It fits so tightly inside my divine pussy, as if it was made for you. Are you sure you can handle me in your current state? I wouldn't want you to get hurt. Okay. I'll start slowly. Tell me if you need me to stop. Feel me rock my hips into you as we intertwine our hands. You're such a good boy for you, goddess. So obedient. Your cute moans every time our hips meet. You simply can't help yourself. Your cock pushing into my folds as my breasts bounce in your face. You feel incredible. I'm coiling so tightly around you. My pussy sucking you in as my body presses you into the mattress. I love you. I would do anything to protect and guide you. I don't know the last time I felt this way. It's been too long. Touch me. Enjoy my body as we make love. Grasp my ass. Squeeze it as I roll my hips and smother you in my divine cleavage. Tell me if I'm holding you too closely. I don't want to suffocate you. You bucked into me so hard. You can't control yourself anymore. Take my ample bosom in your mouth. Suckle from my divine teat. Surrender to your goddess's pussy. Pump your cock deep inside. Fuck your goddess. Drive your cock into me. Tear me open. Give me all that you have. I am not going to go slow anymore. I hope you're ready, baby. Oh, heavens, yes. Take this wet, needy cunt. Feel it clench and squeeze your mortal cock as I slam onto you. Oh. You awoken a passion in me. I'm no longer just a goddess. I am now just a woman, possessed, overwhelmed with the pleasure of fucking the man that she loves. Fuck. I can't believe you can do this to me. Especially when you're still recovering. Imagine how it'll be at your full strength. Grab my hips, thrust harder into me, make me feel every inch. Don't worry about the bed. I won't allow it to break. Just focus on the pleasure flooding your mind and possessing your handsome body. I'm going to pull you close, impale myself on your thick cock. I'm so horny right now. Even my divine mind is going blank with desire. I'm so wet and controlled by my baser emotions. You're trying to control your moans, but we both know it's not working. Moan for me as I make passionate love to you, my mortal lover. Buck those hips. Show your goddess just what you're capable of. Ah, yes. Thrust hard and deep for me, baby. Sink your hands into my hips as I passionately bounce on your human cock. I can hear it in your moans, in your whimpers. Your pleasure is overwhelming you. It's simply too much. Do you want to come in me? To burst inside your goddess? Fuck. I can feel you throbbing, begging me to let you come inside. You look so precious, desperate for release. I'm getting close too. I want you to blow your load deep in me. Plant your seed in your goddess, my brave priest. Give me a hot, sticky, green fly. Good boy. That's a good boy. Pump your load into me as I lay atop you. I love you, as you know I do. How are you doing, baby? I can feel your physical exhaustion. Go ahead. Rest your weary body into my bosom. Let me hold you. This bed is ours from now on. You'll stay with your goddess, to be her mate, and to serve by her side. I am so proud of you, my beloved priest, and you deserve everything that is within my power to grant. Rest now. Close your weary eyes. You have earned a rest.